Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with me today. Good to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're so darn glad to have you. We don't know what to do. And those of you who are regular guests, regular listeners to the show, I should say, I know it's like a dream come true for you to be able to hear my voice. And I'll remind you that you can, and if you just can't get enough of my voice, you can go and listen to, on our show, on our website, I should say, JBSBA, you can go and listen to the archives. You can listen to where I say a few things from time to time with my guests. And you can also listen to the replay of the show at our website, jbsba.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And I think you'll find a lot of other things there that will help you start, run, and grow your small business. I'm excited about having Dana Schertz on the show with us, ladies and gentlemen. Dana is President and Chief Operating Officer of a company called McGregor Golf. Now, those of you who know the golfing world, you know a little bit about golf, you're very familiar with McGregor equipment. They've been around a long time, and I wanted Dana to join us and talk to us a little bit about his participation in the venue where I am right now. I'm in Woodlands, Texas, at the Administaff Small Business Classic, the Champions Tour, PGA Tour venue in the Houston area, coming up this weekend. It's there. I've been here since Tuesday, broadcasting my show from here, introducing you to some folks like Dana Schertz. Let's get Dana in here right now. Dana, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you on the show. Dana, tell us a little bit. Now, you've been in the golfing industry for a long time, haven't you?
Long time, about 25 years.
About 25 years. Started when you were only 8, right?
A little older than that, but pretty close.
Yeah. How has the golf industry changed over the last 25 years?
Well, in some ways, the golf industry has changed a lot, and in other ways, it hasn't changed much at all. In terms of the equipment itself, obviously, there's been a lot of technological advances in materials and properties used to make golf clubs that have really advanced the performance and the technology along quite a bit. But in terms of participation, there's about the same 25 million golfers that there were 10 or 15 years ago.
Really? I was thinking that the ranks had increased.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think that the industry is growing a lot faster than it has with Tiger Woods and all the exciting people that have come into the game. But the reality is about 3 million new golfers take up the sport every day, every year, and about 3 million golfers quit the sport every year because
for one reason or another. Sometimes they go to that great tee time in the sky and... But you know, when you think about it, though, Dana, the other sports, many other sports are losing folks because of all the competition with the internet and all the different other things that people can do these days that, you know, that weren't available 25 years ago. Just holding your own is kind of an accomplishment, isn't it?
Yep. We're happy, and we expect, because of the demographics and the aging of the boomers, that the amount of people that come into the game over the next 10 years should, for the first time in quite a while, start to increase.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, now, tell us a little bit about McGregor Golf.
Well, McGregor Golf at one time was the biggest golf company in the world in the 60s and 70s. It started back in 1897.
I knew it had been around a long time. I couldn't remember how long. I have one of your... I collect antique clubs.
Yeah,
and I've got a pretty cool little collection. I don't think I have anything really valuable, but I think I've got at least one or two of you. Of now that I think about it, of your clubs, probably made in the teens.
It wouldn't surprise me. Jack Nicklaus won all his majors playing with McGregor Golf Clubs.
As did
Ben Hogan. As did most of the famous golfers from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And
right.
Through a lot of different reasons, McGregor ran into challenges in the late 80s. primarily by trying to be all things to all people, make low-end golf clubs and mid-price golf clubs and high-end golf clubs, and they got into some markets they shouldn't be in, meaning the low-end merchandisers, Kmart and Sears and Big Five. But Barry Snyder acquired the company about 4 years ago, and we changed that, and we're back being a premium company again. We don't sell. We actually closed down about $200 million of business to become a very small company.
You fired some customers.
We fired some customers who weren't the kind of customers we wanted to have.
That has to happen sometime, doesn't it?
Sometimes you got to get small to do things the right way.
And, it hurts to do that, though, doesn't it? It's not an intuitive and a natural process, is it?
No, not at all.
I want you to help us understand that a little bit as we continue our visit, which we're going to do, folks, right after these messages. We're going to be right back with Dana Schertz, our new friend, president of McGregor Golf. Right after these messages, 20 till, whatever you do, don't go away. Blasting Game, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. We're visiting with our new friend, soon to be an old friend, Dana Schertz, President and Chief Operating Officer of McGregor Golf. And Dana, one of the things that I know is that your company has an old and storied history of some great credentials, some wonderful tradition in a game that is steeped in tradition. It's nothing if not tradition.
Absolutely.
But your company decided to get smaller. And one of the ways you did that is you fired some customers.
We did indeed.
And you focused. Tell us about that.
Well, we realized that in order to compete on in the golf landscape, which is a very small industry, as I said, it's about a $5 million business, we needed to figure out what our core strength was. And just make sure we were doing that well and eliminate the parts of our business that we weren't able to be competitive and profitable in. And so we got out of the low-end and mid-tier golf club business to focus on being a premium company. And now we're able to compete against companies that are, 20 times our size, like TaylorMade and Callaway and Nike. And this year we had a year in the United States where our business was up a little over 60%, just by really focusing on what we do well and where we could compete.
Congratulations, and what a story that is for you and me, ladies and gentlemen. What a great example that is. And folks, you've heard me say, everything that Dana just said, you've heard me say a million times, ad nauseum, I know sometimes. But when you hear a guy like Dana, who's running a company like this, was it 80 million, is that right?
About 85 million this year.
85 million. When you hear him talk about these things, this guy's out there doing, he's out there. This is tried and true, and I hope you and I hope you're listening to this. When he talks about core competencies, when he talks about focusing, when he talks about making sure that you're doing business with people who are making you money, not people who are just taking up your time, right, Dana?
Absolutely. I mean, part of it is, as a smaller company, I think we can provide a level of service to our customers that they can't give. That they can't get working with the much bigger companies.
Right.
So part of it is a service level, and part of it is realizing that we can compete against a $10 billion company like Nike because we know that people innovate, not companies.
And say as that long again. As we, say that again.
I say people innovate, not companies.
Folks, that's going to be on the test, so you want to write that down.
And if you look at a lot of the great innovations that have happened, not just in the golf industry, but any business, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak did what they did at Apple in a garage.
Right.
And so did Bill Gates. I mean, a lot of the great innovation that happens, it happens with people who've got great ideas that aren't afraid to compete against big corporations that are full of bureaucracies and red tape and are actually very slow to innovate.
And there's never been a better time or a time when it's been easier for folks, for small business owners, to do what you just said, because we've got tools today available, in technology tools especially, and vendor partner opportunities, like I know you've taken advantage of, that allow us to be small companies and compete right out there on the Super Bowl playing field with the big companies.
We do it every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I want to hear about your product lines. Tell us about the different products, the different things you sell. You got golf balls too, right?
We don't make golf balls in the United States. We do in Japan, but we haven't decided to get into that end of the market
yet. I was thinking that I'd seen a McGregor golf ball recently.
You could have seen something that somebody brought from overseas.
Maybe it was one of my old ones.
I hope it wasn't any of your old ones, because they don't go quite as far as golf balls today.
Obviously, you got clubs.
We make golf clubs. Our primary business, as I say, is golf clubs. Of course, we make bags and hats and all those accessory items. But a big part of our business is putters. We make the Bobby Grace V-foil putters. And
the V-foil,
Interestingly enough, in our putter business, there's another area where we compete. We're about the number four putter on the PGA Tour, and we're the only golf company that doesn't pay professional golfers to use our putters.
You're number
all those
four.
Other companies,
yeah, that's what a lot of people don't realize. A lot of the pros, most of the pros,
all of them,
the stuff that they're playing with, somebody's paid them to put that in their hands.
Oh yeah, they're getting, you know, they get might get $4,000 or $5,000 just for a weekend to use a putter. And as a small company, we can't afford to pay them to use it, but we can help them get a bigger paycheck by playing with a golf club that's going to perform.
Right.
And we've
that's
had
a great
everybody
story.
From Vijay Singh to Retief Goosen to J.L. Lewis to some of the best players in the world.
Vijay Singh,
using
isn't
our putters
he,
now.
Let's see. We've heard of Vijay. Let me see if I can remember.
Yeah.
Isn't he like the number one golfer in the world?
Lately he is. We'll see what Tiger does about that in the next 6 months. But
yeah,
right now he is.
I think Tiger's a little ticked off about that, don't you?
I think he is.
Okay, so we make irons and fairway medals.
We make drivers, and we have a new driver called the V-Foil I-O-Matic, which some of your listeners will be familiar with the I-O-Matic name, which was a driver we made back in the 50s and 60s. And we took that name and using some advanced technology and some hand craftsmanship came out with a driver this year that's done very, very well.
But you also make fairway medals.
With driver and fairway woods as well, yes.
Right, threes and four and fives, I guess. And you make the seven wood.
Yep, we do.
All right. There's a new model of iron that you're coming out with. I know about that.
Yeah, it's called the M455, and it's really an iron. It's a big, easy, oversized iron to use for the high handicap golfer who can get the same advantages that the low handicapper gets by being able to play with a soft-feeling forged club.
I'm sorry, folks. I'm interested in golf, so I wanted to hear about these things. I hope you do, too. But we got some more things to talk about with our new friend, Dana Shirt, I should say, right after these messages. It's 10 Till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Come from the cities and they come from the small towns. We're back. And beat up cars with the 7 till the hour. Boom, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad to be here in Woodlands, Texas at the Administaff Small Business Classic. I'm so excited about Administaff naming this a Small Business Classic. I don't know what to do. It just tickled me to death when I heard about that, and I said, I need to be down there. And thankfully, some other people thought that, too. So I'm here, and thanks to all the folks at Administaff for being such great hosts. Dana Shirts is our guest. He's President and Chief Operating Officer of McGregor Golf. Dana, you guys are participating in this, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
You're one of the partners who are involved here, and... Are you doing other venues like this?
We do sponsor some tournaments. Our participation with Administaff, of course, Administaff is a partner of McGregor's.
You guys are availing yourself of their services too, aren't you?
Absolutely, and they do a fantastic job since we converted over to them about 18 months ago. I've been very, very happy with the help that they've been able to give to us as a small company. They've been a real asset. They've got a lot of resources that we didn't have before for our employees. And so I think it's just been, for the size of our company, it's been a fantastic fit. And Randy McCullough, who was the person who got us involved with Administaff, started to tell me about what they were doing down there in Houston with that tournament. And, of course, we're a golf company, so it was a great fit for us to be involved and participate. And we're glad to be doing it. It's our first year. in that tournament, and from everything I hear, it's already started off quite well.
It's going great. They've really done a great job here, and you were well represented yesterday. You got a lot of buzz yesterday when you guys gave us some drivers, and that was
yeah. I heard people were out
cool.
trying the new stuff and hitting it well.
Yeah, I was excited about getting that, and I'm going to try to go out and hit it some today, I think. Okay, what's the future of golf? Now, I know that you got some big players out there. You mentioned some of their names, some of your big
yep.
competitors. What's the future of golf equipment? Is it going to be, are there still going to be big companies, or are the other companies going to say, hey, these guys, the McGregor, they're onto something?
Well, it's interesting. Like a lot of other industries, the golf industry is consolidating. A lot of the big golf companies are buying the smaller golf companies, the same thing you see in a lot of other industries. And on the retail side, a lot of the retailers are getting bought out by Edwin and Dick's and Golf Galaxy, the big retail players. So we're seeing a squeeze and a consolidation. And we believe that in a consolidation, that creates a lot of opportunities for small companies who do things the right way.
Say that again. Folks, this is going to be in the test. Say that again.
I said we believe that in a consolidation, that creates a lot of opportunities for small companies who do things the right way.
The reason I wanted you to say that again, see, you're experiencing in your industry, when people hear you're an $85 million company,
right.
they say, well, that's his stuff. You know, that's not my stuff. That's not the way I am. But it's just the way you put your decimal point, isn't it? I mean, that's the only difference. I mean, you talked about consolidation in a lot of small business, in the world of a lot of small businesses. That consolidation that you were talking about is the big box companies coming in.
Absolutely.
And so a lot of times small business owners wring their hands and they get all excited and all a Twitter over the big box companies. They're going to come in here and they're going to take my business away. Well, if you behave like you did in the 20th century, they will. But if you come into the 21st century and do some of the things that you've been talking about, then basically you don't care about the big box companies. In fact, I wrote an article recently, and I talk about this all the time. We should be thanking the big box companies because they're taking the people out of our stores that do nothing but take up our time and don't buy from us anyway.
Right. They don't want to spend any money, and those people don't want the level of service that a small business can give. So that's not your core customer anyway.
You've decided that everybody who plays golf isn't a prospect for you, haven't you?
Absolutely.
And that's what small business owners have to do too, right?
I agree 100%.
And you're building your model on that.
Absolutely. Well, we compete every day and do it well against a $10 billion company like Nike or an $800 million company like Callaway as a very small company by managing our business carefully, focusing on our strengths, and providing a level of service to our customers that the big companies can't provide at their size.
That's going to be on the test too, folks. Dana, we're going to wrap it up here, but before we go, your clubs, your premium clubs are available all over the country, wherever premium clubs are sold, right?
True. At a lot of the, not everywhere, but they're available. A lot of the country clubs, they're available at Edwin Watts or at Golf
right.
Galaxy. And if you
right.
go to our website, McGregorGolf.com, there's a section where you can find the local retailers in your own area
right.
and find out who has the equipment.
Check that. And you can find we can look at the clubs there, too, can't we?
Absolutely.
McGregor, that's M-A-C-G, McGregor Golf. Is that McGregorGolf.com?
Correct.
Okay. Thanks, Dana. Will you come back another day?
I'd love to do it.
We'll get you back on. Good job today. See you later.
Take care.
Got to go for this hour, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.